Apollo pundits who said after the 2006 elections that 2008 would be a bad year for liberals, I have one thing to say. The voters were fooled at April 1st. Last month, voters showed that they'll make the right pick when given a clear choice between liberal and conservative candidates or positions. For the first time in decades, Wisconsin voted out an incumbent Supreme Court justice. In fact, the last guy that happened was the guy who wrote the opinion that allowed the Milwaukee Braves to go out of the state of Wisconsin, so you can see how hard it is. When voters have a clear choice between a proud conservative and a true liberal, they choose the conservative. Statewide, voters were asked to amend the Constitution to limit Governor Doyle's powers to create new spending bureaucracy through the Frankenstein meter. When voters had a clear choice between a proud conservative position and a liberal position, the voters chose the conservative or new. And in the race for county executive, the liberal political machine in Madison recruited a Democratic disciple of Doyle and Decker, the vice chair of the state Democrats, a member of the DNC, and a state senator on the powerful joint finance committee to run against me. Doyle, Decker, Lawton, and Michael all did fundraisers for her. The governor, even Senator McNeil, had appeared and asked for her. While this was going on, we reminded voters that our opponent supported the Democrats' plan to raise taxes $15.2 billion and that the Democrats would turn over our health care decisions to a bunch of government bureaucrats. We reminded voters that our opponent joined all the other Senate Democrats in voting for a $562 million tax increase the week before our election. And we reminded voters that I offered a vision of real hope that was based on a dynamic plan to fuel the economy with lower taxes through limits on government spending and a belief in the free enterprise system. When voters had a choice between what the newspaper called a penny-pinching conservative and a new, and a tax-and-spend liberal, the voters, even in Milwaukee County, the voters chose the conservative with nearly 60% of the vote. Herein lies the lesson for the fall. Conservatives can win in 2008 if we're proud and bold about our ideas. In Wisconsin, our governor isn't providing leadership for the state, so we must. His unfulfilled slogans and broken promises just aren't working. We need to focus on jobs. We need an agenda that puts Wisconsin back to work again. We need to lower taxes, to put more money in the hands of the people and our employers. We need to reduce the size of government, to put more of our resources into the private sector workforce that fuels this state's economy. We need to balance budgets with real spending limits and not raids on transportation and healthcare provider funds. We need accountability in our schools, our colleges, and universities so that our tax dollars are used to educate our children for the real job world and not used to inflate educational bureaucracy. We need renewed focus on customer service so that state agencies understand that it is their job to serve the people and not the other way around. We need legal reform so that manufacturers, family farmers, entrepreneurs, and medical professionals can stay and grow in Wisconsin without the fear of outrageous lawsuits. We need a renewed focus on our energy and transportation needs. Overall, we need a conservative agenda that will put the people of Wisconsin back to work. I challenge each of you here today to find conservative candidates who share these core beliefs and work for them in the coming election. Just as we did in April, I am convinced that conservatives who are proud and bold will win again in November. We can and we will and we must elect conservatives in 2008. And when we do, I'm convinced that we can finish the job in 2 years when we elect a conservative as our next governor. God bless you.